Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jolles. Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. Be sure to subscribe to his blardicle. Only he could come up with a name like that. It's registered, by the way. Sign up for his blardicle. Every couple of weeks, he'll send it to you. And but he's also the author of a bunch of books. Customer-centered selling, which is one of the Bibles on selling, et cetera, et cetera. How to change minds, on and on. So find all those. You can go to Amazon, find all the books he's written. You'll be impressed. You'll be amazed. You'll want to own them. Hey, Rob, thanks again for being here. Also, JollisAuctioneeringServices.com, is that right?
Yeah, Jollis Auctioneer Services, Inc. Yeah, JollisAuctioneerServices.com.
Okay,
but if you just look me up, there's links all over.
All right. So,
by the way, I wanted to tell you, not only are you and I former Zeroids, but I've been to a couple Robert Cray concerts in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Trap here in Virginia. Yep. Big fan.
Yep, me too.
So there we go again.
I've been a fan of his for 30 years. So, Rob, you and I go back a long way, and I'm a little older than you, so you're standing on my shoulders just a little bit, Rob. But one of the things that you and I used to do that was never high percentage, but we could get away with it, was cold calling, knocking on a door and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" It was never high percentage, but you could do it. I'm saying, Rob, in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, it is absolutely not only low percentage, almost no percentage, it actually creates bad will, just the fact that you showed up uninvited. What do you think?
Well, you know, what I love about talking to you is we agree about 90%. I'm pretty much with you, because I think what we're describing is when people don't have anything to do, it's sort of the fallback of,
and they've done no research. They just literally think that they're supposed to mindlessly smile and dial or go drop in on people.
Yeah, and that's the one we want to get rid of. And not only does it create bad will for the client, it actually beats us up emotionally. So I'm with you on that. Now, I'm hearing my dad's voice in my head, who told me as a young man, he said, "You know, Rob, cold calling's like shaving. You do a little bit of it each day." And I'm not saying that I do a little bit of it each day. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you. Let's get rid of the obsession with cold calling and realize that it may be a very small pocket of activity. You know, but there's so many other ways to prospect, which I hope we'll talk about. But let me give you throw one back at you. Back in 1980, when I started selling life insurance, we were real big on the mass mailing campaigns. And I saw guys that would spend 5-6 hours a day licking envelopes and putting stamps on envelopes for their whopping 1.5 to 2% return, and that's just the people who returned them. We're not talking about making those sales necessarily. Is that the best use of our time? No. But what if, Jim, we took a little of this and a little of that?
You're saying it's not either or, it's both and.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. And when you're out, you know, and I agree with if you're out in the marketplace. And you know, to me, cold calling is when you literally walk up and knock on a door and they don't know you're coming. But there are other ways to cold call today, meaning that you just make yourself available to the marketplace and you might bump into somebody. And, you know, that could be a form of cold calling where you take the opportunity to say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far?" Because you both found yourself at the same place.
Yeah, you and the prospect. I agree. And, you know, one other thing, as soon as I dropped in 1980 on us, now I'll drop in 2015. There's never an excuse to knock on anyone's door, even if you happen to be in this part of a shopping center and go, new client coming in. I think I'm going to go visit them. Of course, before I do, I'm going to Google that company's name, and I'm going to learn about that company.
Something.
If I'm going to do it even sitting in my car, I will not walk in there and go, "What is it that you do?" Because that's a waste of time.
That's right. And people, that's one of the things that I talk about a lot, Rob, I did earlier this hour, and it's in my book, is that people are customers expect you to know way more than you expect the customer to know way more than they used to, because they have the ability to. They're pre-qualifying, they're self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you in a way that they never did before, Rob.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, look, let's flip it. You and I probably get a few calls ourselves. When mm-hmm. I get a call and somebody says to me, you know, I was on your website, I noticed you do this, I thought you did that, and I was impressed with this. I have to tell you, please, folks, do not necessarily call me. But
that's
if
right.
I did tell you, that really warms me up instantly. I find myself smiling, going, I'll give you a minute. Keep going.
Yep. That bought him another minute. Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You bet. Great
Rob Jolas, ladies and gentlemen. Jolas.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.